Hello, my old friend.
They're being good.
All right, Chris.
Juan.
Hey, Juan. How are you doing? I promised myself I wouldn't cry. That lasted like, 30 seconds?
I know. All
right, so here it is. Big announcement that we haven't actually been teasing at all. I am going to be leaving Miami within a month. I know, Juan, calm down. Calm down, you're setting the dials all the way to right. Something came up and I'm taking the advantage of it and I'm out of Miami in a month. Mm-hmm. As far as what that means for the podcast, I would say I don't know, but I think we're going to have Juan's rant corner on my next podcast. I'm going to have you like send me a 5-minute to 7-minute rant.
Yeah.
And I'll just put it right somewhere in the next podcast.
Cucumbers are pickles. What the fuck is that?
They are.
Yeah.
I actually thought it was zucchinis.
No, I think it's cucumbers. Just I'm not sure.
In vinegar?
I watched one of those How Things Work and they were like, how to make pickles. And I thought there was a pickle plant out there and I just simply put it in a jar of the fucking... No. It's a fucking cucumber.
I knew it was something that's that was fermented. Aged, but I thought it was a pickle that was aged, yeah.
No.
Like, I was kidding about zucchinis because I do zucchini cucumbers.
Huh. We're getting off topic
here. We are. So, the next podcast, the Pickle Corner, was going to have Juan ranting for 7 minutes.
That's just...
it just kind of came up out of the blue, and things happen, people. You know, let's have a moment. In life... Much like in the game Battlefield, you will get shot from a corner that you don't see the enemy. And when you respawn, you don't know where you're going to respawn. Mm-hmm. But when you do, you have to get your bearings quickly and react.
Why does this sound like evidence for a future court date?
So, like in life, wherever you respawn, mm-hmm. check your bearings. Check your six. And just aim towards the enemy. All right. I think that kind of settles it, right? We'll keep everyone, that's all 5 listeners, updated. My life. The sorrows that come
with. We could probably do a couple of phone ones in the future.
Yeah. Those are always fun.
If you don't hawk the equipment for crack or something.
No. There are a few options of where I'll end up. Mostly, everyone's thinking, of course, because of the ink on my arm, that I will end up in Los Angeles, where that's technically true. Mm. But I am going to roam the earth for a bit. I'm gonna walk the earth for a bit.
You're going to be a bum, Jules. That's being a bum.
Going to live off the land. I've often told people there's a bit of a nomadic spirit in me. Mm-hmm. And... the jobs I've had over the years, we can talk about those, have put me in situations and places where no normal human being really wants to be, mm-hmm. or, you know, tries to be in. And I think that's part of it. So I'm going to take the next couple months, just see what happens.
I'm telling you, if anything, it's an opportunity.
I think so, too. I agree.
It's anything, it's an opportunity. And, you know, luckily you are a... responsible fucking individual.
I am,
right? Taking care of yourself, so you're not like in a fucking situation where you're like, oh, gonna have to hawk a fucking computer to pay the rent, you know?
I thought you were gonna say hand these in the parking lot.
No, let's never get to the hand. I said no to that, alright? That was my past.
Because my co-worker's go-to was like, well, look, you start giving some handies in the parking lot.
that's his go-to. There you go. That's, you know.
I think I'm gonna be okay. I think I'm gonna take some time off and figure myself out.
Yeah. God, you just sounded like you were supposed to have a guitar there, like an acoustic guitar.
Oh, I wish. There's guitars behind you. You can pick one up and strum it if you want.
Oh, yeah.
But I think I'm gonna take. There's the script I've been wanting to finish.
I'm fucking jealous now. Like, I don't fucking.
I'm sorry. Some of us are going through tragedy, and here you're jealous of us.
Yeah, I'm like, dude. Now you got a chance to kick back, write the shit you want to write. take some fucking time out. You travel, go see shit.
Yes, yes. I've been wanting to go to Wichita, Kansas for the longest time.
Why Wichita, Kansas?
I don't know, I just made that up. I actually don't know if there's a real Wichita, Kansas. There's a Wichita, Kansas. Songs, but there's also a Wichita in other places.
That's
I don't know if you people know, but I was a truck driver for a while. Mm-hmm. Been to a few places, saw a couple things. Had a couple sandwiches. No, actually, you're thinking of the wrong song. No, because you're thinking of like...
I was just playing like any lick that just sounds like... Oh, I've been in a lot of places, folks.
No, the thing is, you were playing a lick that sounds like Johnny Cash. Uh-huh. But he does have a song where he says... where he's like... Well, the song... The verse of the song is him naming... Shitload of cities he's been in.
I've been everywhere, man.
I've been everywhere. Man. I've been in Toledo. That's why I thought you were going to go.
None of those are Hialeah, so.
Yeah, he doesn't mention Florida. Yeah,
never went down there.
You know what? Smart man.
He's a bucket.
But you gave me a really good idea that I hadn't thought about. I'm like, look, I'm taking a couple months off. And you're like, well, fuck, go intern. Mm-hmm. Go fucking kick some college kid out of the way and tell somebody, hey, I'm not here for college. I'm not here for credits. I'm not here for nothing. I just want to learn.
Yeah, you can blog or you can help them, you know, or just sometimes, again, osmosis is everything. And just being next to somebody that might be doing something semi like what you're doing is going to be enough for you to pick up a lot of fucking shit, you know? And, especially the attitudes and the direction that people approach projects like that. So that might be a good thing, man.
I'm telling you, I had not, of all the things I had thought of besides the drugs and the drinking,
you gotta have a week of that. A week or two of like just fucking.
Just fuck all?
Just waking up and not knowing if it's morning or night. You're just, you know, it's just dark and you're like, is it 3 a.m?
Or am I in
like the next day? Room. Like, did I wake up early or am I waking up late? It's 3 a.m. and you don't have a morning.
Is it 3 a.m, 3 hours from when I went to sleep? Or is it 3 a.m,
24 hours?
27 hours from when I went to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, shit, you know?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Let me write that down. 24 hours. No, but I think that's a really good idea, though. I'm definitely going to think about that. Because I hadn't thought about it at all. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, it's a good time, yeah. I should be okay to be able to be somebody's fucking bitch for 2 months and learn about what the fuck they do, especially if it's somebody I might respect.
And they're like, there's that other thing that they did for November, that novel November. November's novel month or whatever.
Oh, they're going to say Movember and grew a mustache?
Yeah.
I tried it.
That's not fun for me because I have a fucking beard, you know. By the way, at work now, every time they fuck with me, now the nickname of that is fucking with Sasquatch. So that's how much of a beard I have.
Do they know Sasquatch is like 6'2"?
I'm a small Sasquatch. You know, I haven't fully grown yet. I smoked as a fucking kid, all right? Why you gotta fuck shit up for me, man?
Holy shit.
I'm the Hobbit with a beard.
Hold on. Oh no, they have hair everywhere but their faces. Yeah. Hang on a second, though. You just hit on something. Mm-hmm. The little Sasquatch.
Children's book?
Yes! Imagine the little Sasquatch. He's running around with his little band t-shirt on. And, like, all the other Sasquatches have left him behind because he's just not growing at the same rate. Mm-hmm. And, his hair isn't growing. In the end of the book, you find that he was adopted. Mm-hmm. A little Cuban family dropped off this little Sasquatch. Yeah. This little boy into a Sasquatch family. And they took him in and they raised him as their own. So he's running around with a little heavy metal shirt on going, whoa! But all the other Sasquatches don't get it. They don't know what's going on. He keeps saying, coño and oye. Come on! And he learns the value of family.
You know, sometimes those jokes are a little bit close to the truth. And you don't know what you're fucking with. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's all fun and laughs until you start... Con la verdad no se juega.
No, but that was a really good idea, though.
Right, motherfucker? Well, you know what? We never did the other children's book that we were talked about.
Yeah, I know.
Don't I? Look at me. Hey.
What? I didn't send you enough pages?
I was just fucking up to my neck and shit.
But don't worry, though.
No. Now you have all the time in the world.
I'm going to tell you this right now, though. You can't get mad if I publish that book without you.
No, go. Do it.
Good. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah. I just want a credit.
Inspired? Well, from the man who couldn't give me.
I want a credit. I don't care. Just my name somewhere.
The man who did Zombie Years could not do this book. Juan Navarro.
Exactly.
And you know what? How about this? I'll dedicate it to you.
All right, cool.
I'll dedicate it to the man who could have been here. God rest his soul.
You never know. Maybe when shit clears up.
That's true. No, that's true. No, the thing is, you know what it is? I'm going to do a shout out. I have a friend named David Galdemez. Mm-hmm. He's a sheriff police officer in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. This man is the man who drew my typewriters there.
Oh, okay.
Very talented.
But you told me about him. He's a fucking great. Well, obviously, he's a great artist.
He is.
But he just doesn't draw. He just.
Unfortunately took the path of the family man. Mm. Yeah. You know how like some people take priesthood?
Dude, nothing kills artists more than family.
And let me tell you, I've reminded him of that every time I've spoken to him. Except his little boys, his little girls. They're. Well, he's only got one little girl. When I met him, though, the first time I met him, his little boy was 4 years old. Peanut is his nickname. His name's Isaiah. Mm. I went to his fifth birthday party, and it was Spider-Man themed. This dude's been into comic books since forever. Mm. And then he had a little boy named Gabriel, who, I kid you not, dude, he had the wildest fucking hair when he was a kid. Yeah. He looked like a miniature Lou Ferrigno as the Hulk.
Yeah.
So he was little Lou for like years to me. I forgot his name for a while. And then he had a little girl, Kristen. Mm-hmm. And yeah, this dude was a police cop for a while. And then he
police cop?
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, is there a proper way to say it?
Because he was either a police or a cop.
Well, no, school police.
Oh, school police.
Police cop.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Now, folks, when we start the podcast, we have a lot of rum and coke, and we have to just keep that in mind when it comes to him. He's dealing with his grief right now, so on occasion, shit like that will come out of his mouth, and I have to give him a weird look.
You could have explained it to me. You could have said,
hey. He's a police cop. No, but didn't you look at me like I was an asshole? Like, you gave me this look like I'm the dickhead here. Like, you fucking, what? You were ready to, like, whoa, is this a Miami thing again? Like, I'm like,
I know. I mean,
and you look at it like you were fucking sure, dude. Like you were like, yeah, police cop, motherfucker. I'll stake my life on that shit. I was like, man, maybe I don't know, West Coast thing again. It's a West Coast thing. I'll just raise my hands in the air and get the fuck back. Holy shit.
I was like, I'll put my deed down. I was about to race car for car.
You're about to do the swear to my mother thing, don't do that.
Alcina Torres is a saint. yeah, he was a school cop, is what I meant to say. Police cop.
I'm like, what? Baker cook.
I don't fucking know. There's a difference, though. Come on, baker and a cook?
Or chef cook.
Yes, thank you. God. Amateurs. so, yeah, no, he was a school cop for a long time. He finally joined the, he finally got through the academy. And they basically, in Cali, when you go into sheriffs, right after becoming a sheriff, you have to do COs, correction officers, for at least like 2 years before you get assigned somewhere. But because he had this extensive, you know, history with school police, they said, you know what? It's cool. Just keep doing it now as a police officer. Hmm. So that's what he did. And between family, that, and, you know, he's very involved with his family, very loving. He just didn't have the time, you know? Super talented motherfucker. Just never had the time. Mm-hmm. Never had the time. And over the years, I've egged him on, you know, like, oh, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. And to this day, I have not given up on him. Mm-hmm. We're going to make a comic one day. Mm-hmm. And I even if I have to be at his house 4 hours a day, like 2 hours a day, so he can draw a panel, I will fucking be there. Because that dude, he's one of those guys that there's so much talent there. I would feel like if I can't somehow grab onto his coattails and do something with it, it would be a waste of his life and mine. Even though, of course, he'll never see it that way. Mm. But I'm telling you, naturally. And I remember when I first met him, we used to work a grape shift, a security job. I used to be a supervisor, and he came in, and you know, we befriended each other. And it was a Christmas of like 99 or 2000. And And he comes in, and, you know, we're just talking and fucking around, and I see him in front of the computer, and there's like, he's using paint and a mouse. And this motherfucker draws, and because he knew I was a big Green Lantern fan, so he draws Green Lantern on the left side of the screen, draws Superman on the right hand of the screen, and in the background, fucking a winter wonderland, and Santa Claus and his fucking sleigh flying in the distance. I'm like, you son, and this is like in a 2 hour sitting period. I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Yep.
And that's when I found out, well, fuck, you've got a talent. He goes, yeah, but you know, I don't have time. And then he had a little art section, a little in his house where he used to draw. But then as the kids came, the art section got pushed. And they got pushed. Then eventually ended up in the garage. And then eventually up, ended up where he stored all his things. Super fucking talented. I'm telling you, for that, I was in LA for 7 days. 5 of those days, I was calling him every day.
Like, really?
How's it going? How's it going? And that pressure got to him, and he started having to draw.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think that if I decide that one of my many zombie ideas that you've rejected gets turned into something, that man is going to be responsible for it.
Hey, man, I haven't rejected shit. Why are you saying I rejected?
I'm just saying.
I have the scripts there. I'm still fucking reading them. I have like 8 scripts to fucking read right now.
Yeah, I think you also have another one of my scripts.
And that's a chunky one, guy.
That's right? A regular size script.
I know. I'm making fucking short films over here.
I also gave you a small script.
I know. And I'm reading book. And I'm reading both of them. They're there on the pile, man.
You're hurting my feelings. You know, you shouldn't be treating this a man who's so susceptible to, you know, ideas and negative thoughts. And
you're a fucking Marine. You guys
the
eat aloneness, nails.
The abyss. The abyss of being alone. And
Marines eat the abyss.
We do.
Marines pour the abyss on their cereal.
You know, it's no, we totally do. But here's a funny story. But not really a story. I was having a conversation with my coworker because this motherfucker, he'll wear sandals and shorts to work, and he's fucking freezing when the temperature's like 74 on the thermostat. And he's hot. He goes, fuck, it's fucking hot in here. I'm like, it's 74 degrees. What the fuck's wrong with you? He goes, what's wrong with you? He goes, if I turn it to 70, you tell me it's cold. He goes, you're a Marine. And then it hit me. I'm like, why the fuck do people automatically assume that we can't get cold?
No.
We're not allowed to suck.
Guys are made of fucking stone.
Wait, a stone can't get cold? Look, I'm complaining that it's cold. Doesn't mean I'm going to run out and get a jacket. I'm just complaining.
You're never uncomfortable.
No, we're uncomfortable all the fucking time. We just suck it up and stay uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I just want to clear it up. Next time a fucking military person comes up to you and says something, you go, weren't you in the military? Isn't this what you fuck? Yes, we did. We were trained to take all that shit and fucking suck it up. It doesn't mean we can't complain. That's all I'm saying. But that term, if you think about it, how many times have you thought about it and you're like, oh, yeah, I've said that to a Marine or something. Like, you're a Marine. You're trained for this. What are you? Aren't you a Marine?
Well, you guys are always talking about, like, I jumped out of planes. Yes. Then this shit.
And I was cold.
I have my family's Marine. I just hear about how awesome they are. And
we are.
Yeah. And then the next day, they're hungover crying.
I'm just saying. I was cold when I jumped off that plane. That water was fucking freezing when I jumped into it and swam across it. It doesn't mean I don't have feelings.
How do we you don't have nerve endings.
Actually, that is true. There's this thing called a silver bullet. Whenever you have like an heat exhaustion and your body just shuts down, they can't take your temperature through your mouth anymore. Because your internal thermostat is fucked up. So it's a silver bullet. It's the shape of a very long bullet. It goes right up your anus. Because they have to get the core temperature. They get a true temperature of your body. It's just fucked up. But yeah, so that's one of those ways you threaten somebody. Better fucking hydro, you're going to get the silver bullet. You know?
Not like something rammed in your ass, to make you be honest.
But you know what? You're passed out, so you really don't know.
So you're like...
For the record, though,
never you just wake up with a sore ass and 20 bucks in your pocket. You
never know? Happened to me, but my brother was in the Army. And you know the Army. I mean, come on. They get air conditioning, they get tents and shit. He got it. He got it once.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then it comes with 2 IVs to kind of replenish your fluids. No. It's actually, look, in theory, 2 IVs is pretty fucking awesome.
No.
But the silver bullet, awake or not, it just doesn't seem awesome. Because if you've ever seen it, you're like, you would feel that. It's like the size of your finger, but you'd feel that.
Yeah, it's just one of those things like, oh, it might be nothing, but wait, that goes in your ass.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah.
That's just like that conundrum. What was it? Did you come up with it? The one that I told you about?
Which one? Wait, is it the one where I ask you, would you suck a woman? Well, no, would you? Yeah.
No, if okay. Would you get fucked by the world's largest cucumber? No, your buddy.
Well, I came up with it. A big cucumber or a really small dick?
Or the smallest dick in the world.
Not the smallest dick in the world, because I could.
Well, that's how they fucking told me, all right?
I got a new one for you.
Oh, brother. Well, first, let's tell the audience. All right, so the whole thing is either would you rather get fucked by a large cucumber
or a small dick?
Or a small dick. Think about it, folks. Send your answers to.
I was going to start.
secretmediagroup@gmail.com. Send your answers to largest cucumber or smallest dick and explain why.
Yeah, I was going to start the iHeartChrisandJuan@gmail.com. Yeah.
But now it's just fucking moot.
It would just be funny to me. But anyway, the next one is this. Would you suck the dick of a chick with a dick or eat out a dude with a vagina?
I'm like, really? Fucking bro. Chick with a dick. You're getting down on somebody. And then you're talking about a chick with like that looks like a man pretty much.
No, dude, you've seen some of these, like, trannies.
No, I'm saying, because you say a man with a vagina, you're pretty much talking about a chick with, like, a chick that looks like a man.
No, the reason why this conversation came up is I was listening to the podcast, and the guy was talking about, and there's a joke that goes with it, too, which I'll tell you at the end. They were talking about a particular female, a tranny, named Bailey J, I think he said it was her name, who looks like a woman until... Bam. She's got
I've seen that.
That 5-inch dong.
I've been on 4chan.
And and they were talking about a guy named, and I remember the name, Buck Angel, because it's such a manly guy.
Buck Angel.
I listen to the podcast, I go to work, and I'm like, who the fuck is Bailey J, and who the fuck's Buck Angel? Bailey J is a media, looks like a woman. Except she's got a dong. Buck Angel looks... I mean, he's got a handlebar mustache that matches fucking Paul Sr.
Yeah. Okay.
And the fucker's bulked up. Mm-hmm. He's been making sure he looks like a man. Mm-hmm. But there's this picture where he's got like his right arm, you know, behind his head and his left arm on his hip and he's naked and it's a vagina, smoothly shaven. So it's a wrestler with a fucking vagina. So imagine that.
That's the thing. Have you ever heard of a bodybuilder? Damn, this is so topical because we saw this shit today. there was an Austrian. She's like a champion. I'm not thinking
world. Wait, is this like China with a 4-inch clit?
No, Caroline Wang. And supposedly it's a female bodybuilder. If you look at her, it's a dude. It looks like a dude just in a bikini. It's a fuck. It looked like one of the guys at work. I'm like, that looks like Jason. Like, I was like, what the fuck? It looks like a dude. And that's a female. And there's all these pictures of her that we saw in this video. And I'm like, that's a fucking... Like, the dude flexing a muscle with, like, I happen to have a bikini top.
That's even better than my scenario, then. So, yeah. Chick with a dick. Dude with a vagina.
God. You have to go down on him?
Yes.
Jesus.
Oh, what? Do you want me to say, would you rather have a chick with a dick fuck you? Or would you rather have a guy with a vagina?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm looking at all my fucking options.
But anyway, look. The chick,
how big is the room?
The chick was a guy, but she got the breast implants and, you know, some chin structure.
No,
The dude used to be a very good looking model chick who just felt like a man. So she got her chin restructured so she looks like a dude. Mm-hmm. So, but she couldn't go all the way and get the, you know, the vagina turned into a penis.
Because let me tell you something. Back in the 90s when South Beach was fucking cool. And all the transvestites were running around. They were fucking... They were hot transvestites. No. They were hot fan transvestites, I remember just being like, look at that guy, that girl's ass. Look at her mustache. At her Adam's apple. Like, oh, you know.
Look, I'll be the first one to say it. I've been fooled plenty of times.
Yeah.
But really good looking fucking trannies and transvestites. And transgendered. Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree. Some of them really make the effort. You know. But it goes back to the cucumber and the small penis. I mean, it just... And these are only guy questions. Like, I never come up with, like, a girl question. Like, would you let a really butch chick go down on you? You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Women are so...
They're just not... They're
a puzzle that I have not quite figured out.
No, but theirs are more emotional. Because they'll be, like, more like... Hearts? Well, you know, what if the guy... Person? Yeah, is he a good person? How's your personality? You know, have we been dating? Are we...
Like, is it love yet? Or are we just talking about it?
How do they treat their mother? Yeah, I'd have to go with whatever has a vagina on it.
Even though it looks like a...
I close my eyes, you know?
I mean, it is smooth, though. He does shave.
Yeah.
She does shave.
Yeah. It's going to suck, though.
Yeah. I imagine.
It's going to suck. Especially because it's not a dick. It's not a dick.
But at least... I mean, well, how about this? Letting the female with the dick... go down on you. Would that be better for you to look down and see the top half?
Yeah.
At least you can be like, well, she looks like a woman.
Well, if they're going to tuck it and they don't, you know.
Yeah, she'll keep the bikini bottom on.
Yeah.
That'll be easier for you.
Then just. Because I don't have a complejo. I don't have a thing like, oh my God, I'm gay. No. I mean, like, dude, I know what I want. You know what I'm saying?
I want to come.
Yeah. I want to blow my load. That's all I want to fucking do, you know? So if, like, you know, so I'm not like, I just don't, you know, in all my fantasies, it's a one dick fucking fantasy and my dick is a star, you know, like, and there's
it
nothing.
Comes at the end.
Yeah, it's, there's only one. There's no other, you know, it's like Highlander and shit, you know, but yeah, as soon as another dick is introduced, it's like, no.
Hmm.
So. All
right. Yeah. I haven't been able to answer that question yet. But a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a conundrum. It's kind of like a cucumber and the small penis. Either way, yeah. I'm fucked.
Yeah, either way, yeah. You're fucked in one way or another. See, but the cucumber, you're going to fucking feel that.
Yeah, but at least it's not a human being.
See, it's not a dude.
Grabbing my hips and going,
oh. Well, whatever. It's not, well, whatever, but you aren't going to feel it. And whatever, you know? Like, this is a gun to the head situation. Be like, whatever. I know I'm not gay. I just took the easy way out. It sucks and it's gross, but, you know, there's fucking towels.
There's lube.
You know?
I'm just saying, look.
What, the fucking cucumber?
The anus is...
Who knows? If this is a farmer's grand prize fucking cucumber.
I'm just saying, look, the anus, from what I've heard, is a very flexible muscle. It stretches.
I don't need it to be stretched, motherfucker.
I'm just saying.
I like it to be OEM, original equipment manufacturing, when I turn it in. You know what I'm saying? I don't need my asshole to be like, hey, there's some bumper damage here. What happened here? You know? I don't know, man. I just don't want to fucking... Hey, what's this scratch? Oh, well. You see, my friends are assholes.
And there's a cucumber. Yeah,
there's a cucumber and an Asian guy.
Holy shit. Wait. Oh, see, that's racist.
No, it's not. Asian could be so many fucking people. And I've heard shit, man. I've heard some shit. And let me tell you, fucking Chinese, Korean... They don't need to feel so bad anymore because I know there's a new champ of the small penis department. I've had it confirmed by two different fucking gynecologists and nurses that work in pediatrics. I don't want to even say.
Holy shit.
I don't want to be a dick to those people because they're very, very good people and I don't want to be a dick to them.
Oh, that's just...
For real. Oh. I've had... And in different situations, tell me the same shit. Really? And I'm like, really? Yeah, that's what I say.
Huh. I didn't expect that.
No.
At all.
You see, learning stuff, folks. I know. This is what happens when you don't send all your fucking money to us. Now you're going to miss this fucking show.
Right? So, you know, back to the topic.
I think this is the first show where I'm drinking with you.
No, in the beginning we used to.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the beginning we used to.
I had to leave, go home, and draw.
Yeah.
And then, that's why I like doing these shows on Wednesday, because then I have Zombie Years is done.
You're just going to post it? It's already...
It's already posted, so yeah. Then I can just go home and fucking drink, and not have to stay up.
No, but I remember in the beginning, we used to both... You used to drink the rum and coke with me.
Yeah.
And I remember one of your complaints being, I can't have one of your rum and cokes. I'm going to make my own.
Because you tinted the rum with coke. You, like, used it for tinting. Like, look, just to give it some shade darker, you know?
I'm sorry, if I wanted to drink coke, I would drink coke.
Yeah.
If I wanted to drink
I'm just saying, is this...
with coke...
I would drink that shit. I wouldn't be afraid to light a fucking cigarette afterwards.
I've gotten better. I told you, I've been buying more expensive rum, so I'm more
conscious.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, I sip, I enjoy, mm-hmm. I taste. So, what else is going on, man? Current events, what's going on?
We're going to go to the current events now? Why not? We just went into the conundrum after conundrum of dicks and vaginas.
Because I don't want to keep, look, I don't want people to think we're just a dick and fart and vagina joke show.
We are. We have. Wait, is that so horrible?
We have three more live shows, or, well, mm-hmm. you know, in-person shows.
Yeah. We should just pack a bunch in. Just as much as we can.
Just come over every other week and we're like, hey, we're going to do two tonight. And we're going to do...
And just, you know, get, you know what? We could do... We should do at least one. We'll start early and we'll start drinking and just see what the fuck happens.
Holy shit.
Do like the marathon one and then we'll cut it up and be like, where does it lead this time? All of a sudden, it, like, you hear a car door slam and we're in a car with the fucking mic and we're just screaming.
I do have a
portable... We ran out of booze. We have to go to the corner. Why does it say Georgia on that sign? You know what I'm saying? Like,
it took me a minute.
I was like, why does it say Georgia?
Why are we in Georgia? That you know what? If you had the time for that, mm-hmm. I'd be down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I have a portable mic. You have an iPhone. There's portable mics for iPhones.
Yeah.
We could keep this party going. Oh, you know what?
And then all of a sudden the podcast ends with, beer! Pull over.
We're already pulled over. We can't pull over anymore, man.
Just fucking guys, your license and registration. Hey, man, you want to be on a podcast?
Officer Dingle. did we talk about my vacation? Yeah, you came by, right?
Yeah.
Had I gone to the Kerouac House?
Yes.
Okay.
We talked about that last week.
That was last week, huh?
Yeah, because we only could do one episode because I was dying.
Yeah, that's right. You were.
I was just fucking.
You were. No, but yeah, let's talk current events, man. What's going on? But we have our Basil coming.
Wait, it's here.
It's actually here. No, actually, but I was gonna say
there was traffic around here actually getting to your house.
Really?
When I turned into this street over here, like down where the warehouses are,
fifth,
where the soccer places yeah. and all that.
Well, that little stupid fucking studio. Although you know they opened up a little restaurant there.
I know. Have you gone?
Mostly vegan.
Hey, it's not bad.
A lot of cheese. Well, a lot of cheese is what I'm hearing.
Really? Well, if it's vegan, no cheese.
Well, I have a vegan friend. Speaking of, shout out to Mandy, mm-hmm. Who I'm going.
Woo woo!
Who I'm going to go to an Art Basel thing on Sunday with.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to go Sunday? We might go Sunday.
Oh yeah, I'm going Sunday after 4 because the tickets are a little bit cheaper.
Ah, I see.
4 to 6, I'll be at Art Basel.
I have, you know what? Well, let me see.
Oh, now you tell me, right?
After. No, I think I have a buttload of passes. But let me see. I have to talk to Jason.
Please.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, you know what? I know JC once in a while listens to this podcast. He might be interested in listening to this one.
Well, I didn't want to mention it, motherfucker.
No, I'm putting it out. I'm putting him on blast. He needs to come on this show before I leave.
Yeah, should we do a couple of guest spots before?
Yes, I think so. I think John needs to be on the show before I leave.
We can do one big creature one, a big creature show. I'll bring in my many other creature.
There's room for everyone.
I know, now there is. There's
room for everyone. But yeah, no, I want JC on this show before, because the last one we did, I was never happy with. And with I want the Honduran kid with a dream on the show.
Honduran kid with a dream. I swear that should be his fucking name of the next show he does. He's a painter, folks. He should be a Honduran kid.
I'm
just a Honduran kid with a dream. Oh. That motherfucker.
That stuck with me how good that was. But yeah,
I'll talk to him.
I'm putting him on blast. He needs to get on his fucking show. I tried reaching him on Twitter, but I know he's avoiding me.
Probably. He's wary about getting on the mic.
He was on the mic for 2 episodes.
I know, but he's worried about it.
What, Eddie Arroyo's not here with him?
I know. I guess Eddie's not there to fucking hold
him. But no.
And yeah. Eddie's too good for us now, so.
He could be, actually, because that last showing he did was fucking pretty good.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah, and John. I want to get John on here, and I want him, though, with a little bit of liquor in him, though. Because he's a little bit more comfortable once he's had a drink.
Comfortable. That's what we're calling it.
We're saying comfortable. That's the two things I want for you to make happen for me before I leave Florida, and that's in 20. Yeah, it could be in 20 days.
20 days. I'll see what I can do. I'm going to try to rally the troops. We're going to try to... We'll have a, just an array of guest stars come through here. Yes,
that would be fun.
And then we're going to get plowed. And then...
That would be awesome. Yeah, because, look, I am going to... I've decided that it's my last week at work. I'm going to enjoy myself for the last two weeks that I'm here. Mm-hmm. Just hang out, be in my underwear if I wore any. Drinking rum and coke and...
Are you a totally naked guy? You a guy that can be totally naked?
You know, as well, hang on, when you say totally naked, like, can I walk around naked? Or yeah. Do you mean, like, commando?
Oh, commando's one thing, and totally naked's another.
Well, here's the thing.
Commando, I can understand. I don't like going commando, because it's just, I don't know, like, the zipper. If you're wearing jeans or something, I just feel like you're wearing fucking...
Nope.
Yeah?
Summer of 2000. Mm. I'm in 29 Stumps. Mm. This is what we call the... desert training facility in Los Angeles, in California, for the Marines. 2-3 days out there, took my K-bar, a knife, the Rambo knife almost. Mm. Just cut that fucking underwear out of the way, never went back to it.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're always commando?
Always.
So I only have one thin layer of clothing protecting me from your junk.
Every time we hug, we're practically touching.
Oh, God. I can say I've had gay sex now.
No, no. It's not gay.
It's not
there's
gay.
No skin-on-skin contact.
Oh. Just it's not came, gay. Just it's just creepy.
Just because you
it's
came.
It's just fucking... No, I admire... So I wish I could be fucking go commando guy, but I can't do that.
Oh, no. It's you know, you get used to it.
Yeah?
Get used to it. Yeah, it's been 12
See,
years.
See, my junk is sensitive. My junk is fucking... It needs to be
well,
nice.
Well, my problem is my junk needs room.
Yeah. Well, mine does too. What the hell?
You're Cuban. I mean, you're like that close to a poo.
Well, what the fuck? What are you talking about?
Look at your skin tone, bro.
Yeah, but we're fucking, please.
No, but anyway. But no, nakedness, though. I actually, you know what? Even though I could stand to lose a couple pounds and everything, the Marine Corps, again, goes back to that. Until you've showered 200-300 men in your life. I mean, you really haven't lived.
You haven't done anything.
Yeah, no, I think they made it very comfortable to be like, look, you can be a fat ass and be naked, or you can be a really fucking fit, you know, MMA looking fighter and be naked. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things. Like, it got taken from me very quickly.
Yeah.
That, like, joining the military at 18 and then just showering with 7 dudes.
Yeah.
It just goes away like that.
You know, it's funny. I remember being like, junior high and shit, and the thing was that I had like PE that was like my second last, which your gym or whatever the fuck, PE was like our second to last, my second to last class, so I never fucking showered. But I just knew a lot of like American kids, and they would go shower and they were just naked in there, and to me that was crazy. Like, why are you fucking showering? Like, I was really deeply shy about that shit. But yeah, I mean, I can understand. It's like, dude, it's just dudes, you know?
Well, no, I agree with you. Like, junior high school, I was the same way. But I was a overweight, self-conscious kid. I'm telling you, like, it's weird to say it. Like, I was able to put up a front of confidence in high school, but ultimately, I felt, you know, overweight, ugly, and fucking disgusting all around. But I was still fucking everything in sight.
Yeah.
Because I was able to fool myself and the people around me. Mm. But ultimately, I was like, no, it's
oh, but like, confidence goes a long way.
Yeah, you know? So, I joined the military. I had no option. It said, fucking strip, jump in the shower. We're going to teach you how to fucking shower. Mm. And what the fuck does that mean? Yeah. Grab your soap with the right hand. Fucking lather up your... I mean, they break you the fuck down.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Oh, no. I'm telling you. It's a beautiful... Look. You say what you want about the military, brainwashing, all that bullshit. The fact is this. They fucking break you down to, like, the lowest atom you can be. And then they build you back up like a fucking Marine. Mm-hmm. So it's like that. There's nothing more, not even humiliating, but just, there's nothing.
They just want you to get it right.
It's one of those things, like, if everyone's doing it the same, you're not going to do it wrong. Yeah. So it's like, lather up your left arm, lather up your armpit, and they break it down to you like that. And then you're like a fucking, I mean, and everybody's doing it exactly the same, you know? Mm-hmm. So you forget about the fact that you're naked in front of 7, 12, 20 other dudes because you're just following orders and you just need to get this fucking thing out of the way. Mm-hmm. And then you're naked all the time and it's like, I've seen, you know, Again, I've seen more dicks in my life than a porn star will see in her career. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you right now, Asians, mushrooms, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Poor bastards.
And they're so angry.
It's just angry all the time.
But yeah, but it's, I think it's one of those things. So now, as an adult, like after being through that, and yeah, like I said, got a couple extra pounds on me, it's cool. Yeah, I can totally walk around naked, and it's like, whatever, mm-hmm. you know? But it's because of that, though. Because honestly, without the military, there's no way I would have fucking had that mm-hmm. confidence in me to just fucking say, look, hey, this is what you got. You just had it. You're going to have it again. Yeah. It just so happens that it looks like this. But no, but I'm telling you, and that's the thing. Like, unfortunately, the Marine Corps did bring me to thread that line very lightly, like mm-hmm. between self-confident and cocky. Mm-hmm. And yes, I will... You know, see how green the grass is in the cocky side once in a while.
Yeah,
and
but you should.
And it makes you an asshole. It does. I agree completely.
But you should be an asshole on occasion. That's yes. not always a bad thing. The problem is when your existence is just about being an asshole. Yeah. You know, but on occasion that you have to take out, you know, your fucking, you know, ego shotgun out and blow somebody's face off. Fuck it, do it.
You know,
I always believe in the verbal gatlings. You know.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. Like, I'm one of those people. And I used to be a lot quicker with a hair trigger back in the day. Mm-hmm. But I've gotten better as I got older.
Yeah.
Can't fight as a... Things hurt more now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was talking to a friend of mine. It's like, I really avoid violence. But if it does rear its head, yeah, I'm just going to be horrible about it because I can't play around.
Yeah.
Exactly. When you're younger, you can take a punch. You can take a kick. You can take whatever. Yeah, slam you a couple of fucking times. You wake up the next day like, okay, what's for breakfast? That's it. But now you're going to feel that shit. Yeah. And like, hey, man, I got to get to work on Monday, all right? So if I fucking throw punch you in the fucking face and gouge your eyes a little bit, you know, sorry, but you did bring it on. You know, I got to fucking report to work on Monday.
So. Yeah. But yeah, I think, yeah, so whether, you know, back to that question, yeah, I can walk around naked. And
I'm saying, what's your preference? Because, you know, when I was in college, my roommate, I'm not going to name names now. But I thought about it. I'm like, nah. Walked around
naked all the time.
Yeah.
Oh.
All the fuck. Yeah, I'm not fucking kidding. He was buck naked. And my thing was, he had his side of the couch. I had my side of the couch.
Oh.
But then he would sit on the couch with his bare ass.
Yeah, see, that's
and
different.
That's fucked up to me. Now, he was a clean guy.
No, but that's different. But still. Though. Look, I can walk from the bedroom into the kitchen, grab a glass of water, drink it, and walk back to the bedroom naked. That I can do that and be okay with it. Mm-hmm. Now, you're in the fucking couch watching a movie, and I'm like, oh, shit, Braveheart's on. I'm not going to go naked and sit on the couch. I'm going to put some, you know, sweats on, some fucking swim trunks on, because it's just rude for my dick to be right in your face.
Exactly.
So, yeah. No, I mean, I can do it.
You know,
if it's a sexual situation.
I just remember having...
Balls in your face.
No, day. Yeah, well, yeah. I could pick this guy out from a fucking line and be like, it's that thick. That one with the three freckles in a triangle position.
Leaning to the left.
Yeah. That kind of shit. Actually, he was a straight and narrow guy. But
really?
Yeah, straight guy. But his dick was weird. He had like, it kind of pointed.
Okay, you know what? That's enough.
That was a weird thing. That was like the first time I ever seen a dick do that.
We're going to stop right there.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
We're venturing.
That's how intimate it was.
I know, but I'm saying we're venturing into like territory that we don't need. Like, we've talked about some gay shit.
But let's not go that way. Let's not start describing dicks.
Yeah, once you start describing that, that's...
It sort of looked like a devil's tail. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, it was...
Ah! You're, like, angry. Look at that. Halfway through it, you were like, I made me think it.
I caught myself wanting to ask a question.
Wait, see? I'm telling you, it's a phenomenon.
No, I know.
You don't want to talk about Bigfoot, but you saw Bigfoot. You know what I'm saying?
I know, but I'm just saying, though, I stopped myself from asking the next question.
Well, whatever. But I'm just saying, he was really, really comfortable doing that. And after a while, it's funny, I was too. But I remember having a girlfriend at the time, and I think, like, when we first started, you know, we had already been going out and moved out, and she came over to the place, and everything's great, and then she just went to sit where he sits.
And you're like, don't sit
there. I fucking pushed her so hard. And it was one of those, like, she put, like, went like this, like, her head went to one side, and when she, her upper body fell over, she, like, hit the armrest of the other side of the fucking couch. Like, where, I hit her that hard. And yeah. She's just like, what the fuck? I'm like, baby, you don't want to sit there. Like, those aren't decorative grooves. You know, like, that's not a pattern in the
sheets. But again, though, look, I go back to this. Being comfortable walking around naked is different than just being naked in front of somebody.
Yeah.
Like, I can be naked in front of...
Oh, yeah, he wouldn't be naked in front of, like, guests or people that just come over.
Yeah, see,
it was, like, me. Like, I'd be eating fucking cereal in the kitchen, and I just look up, and he's, like, getting milk out of, like, hey, man, we're out of orange juice. Like, your dick's out. Like,
yeah, see,
no, just putting it out, you know, your dick's out.
That's not normal. I'm going to go ahead and say that. Look, I might have been going commando for the last 12 years.
Yeah.
That's not normal. And coming from a guy who's not the most normal guy, I can call it.
No, check this out. We had a 3-bedroom apartment, right, for super cheap. So we used one as a studio, and it had to be the one with the biggest windows, so we can like smoke. We would smoke cigarettes while we're fucking driving. So
you were drawing comics, and he was walking around naked behind you.
Yeah.
See, there's something wrong with
that. No, this is not the worst part. Oh, I don't know why you're getting into that. That's par for the course, my friend. So then my bedroom and his bedroom were right next to each other, paper thin fucking wall. Whoever fucking built it pretty much said, we'll put drywall. Who needs fucking insulation or fucking, you know, 2x4s or anything? So you could hear everything through the wall. So I always had, a steady girl at that time we lived together. He had a steady stream of girls going through it. Literally, the next day, most of the time, we would play the same fucking game. I would be sitting there having breakfast or doing my thing. He'd walk in, silent, not say anything. Just look at me. Be like, what? And I would just look at him, and he's like, I would imitate the chick that he banged. Because I could hear everything. I got used to that sound. That's how bad it was.
You know, I never went to traditional college. And I don't understand how those things work. But I have to say that it just doesn't seem like it's par for the course.
That's a real one. I'm not fucking kidding. It sounded like a dude.
I didn't know it wasn't.
That guy was straight as an arrow. Like his penis!
Hey! Hey!
Full circle.
Thank you for listening, people.
Bye.
Find Juan's drawings and musings at fawakata.com. That's FWACATA. Keep up with Chris drinking and rambling at typewriteronmute.blogspot.com. Also like them on Facebook at Zombie Years and Christian Gillen. That's GUILLEN.